This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Classified documents likely concealed and removed.
The Department of Justice makes a really compelling case here.
Jackson's water crisis.
I hope they get it fixed soon. We need clean water.
Remembering Diana.
She was an exceptional and gifted human being.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New information is out in a court filing about what the FBI found at former President Trump's Florida estate. CBS's Robert Costa reports files were marked secret and top secret, and investigators say there may have been attempts to hide some material.
The explosive legal document revealed for the first time ever photo evidence of the highly classified documents it seized from Trump's Florida home. The filing was in response to the Trump legal team's request for an independent attorney or special master to be appointed to review the evidence. Former Justice Department official Harry Littman explains what's most striking about the DOJ filing.
The filing, besides making the very strong legal case, makes a pretty strong factual case and gives us new details that reveal that Trump tried every trick in the book to keep these documents from going back to where they belong.
The Justice Department also sharply outlined a case of possible obstruction against Trump and his lawyers. The government developed evidence that government records were likely concealed and removed from the storage room, and that efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation.
Now to Jackson, Mississippi, where health concerns are on the rise because of a lack of safe drinking water.
City and state leaders are racing to get bottled water to the city's 180,000 residents who are without usable water. Flooding from heavy rain last week caused problems with the city's trouble-prone water treatment plants.
Praying that this be over in a couple days, then we'll have to keep going back and forth buying water and they clean up the water system.
Owners of businesses that had to close are furious, demanding someone in a leadership position be held accountable. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Jackson, Mississippi.
Overseas, CBS's Deborah Pata has the latest on the effort by UN experts to get to the nuclear plant in Ukraine that's in a wartime line of fire.
The team will spend a few days at the site in an attempt to stabilize the situation. The nuclear inspectors met with Ukrainian government officials yesterday, including Energy Minister Herman Khalushenko, who told CBS News they made it clear the Russian occupation of the plant has to end.
The station should be back to Ukrainian control, and then we could implement any recommendations.
Decades ago, Russia and Ukraine were in the Soviet Union, toe-to-toe with the U.S. in the Cold War.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The last Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, who met many times with President Ronald Reagan, died yesterday at 91. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Gorbachev had a deep impact on the course of history. President Biden called him a rare leader. Former CBS News Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble wrote her dissertation on Gorbachev.
I think he'll be looked back upon as someone who ended up doing great things for the world by bringing down the USSR, by ending the Cold War, and by bringing democracy to millions of people in the former Soviet bloc.
Gorbachev won the Nobel Peace Prize. Some Russians remain critical of him. One lawmaker said today he never repented for mistakes that went against Russian interests. There's where life expectancy dropped for a second straight year in the U.S. in 2021, falling by nearly a year from 2020. The CDC says COVID-19 is responsible for some of it. It's the largest decrease since the height of World War II. The South Carolina House has approved a bill that bans abortions except in cases of pregnancies caused by rape or incest. A bill without those exceptions was defeated.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The Army has grounded its fleet of about 400 Chinook cargo helicopters after fuel leaks caused what are described as a small number of engine fires. Officials say the problem has been identified and some aircraft may not need the fix. Well, 25 years ago today came the news that shook the world, the death of Britain's Princess Diana.
We heard a huge explosion.
This American tourist was there.
It was a screech and then it sounded like an explosion.
Princess Diana was in the back.
This French ambulance man tried to save her. Back home in Britain, best friend Rosa Monckton heard there'd been an accident.
And I was just sitting in a heap, you know, waiting to hear the latest bit of news.
Buckingham Palace has announced the death of Diana, Princess of Wales.
A shocked and traumatized nation woke up to word that the people's princess was dead.
Goodbye, Rose.
Elton John singing at Diana's funeral. William and Harry have since spoken of the scars left by their mother's death, but also of a legacy of service to the poorest and the forgotten. Each, in his own way, has tried to continue. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
California lawmakers have passed a bill that requires all employers to post salaries for open jobs, and larger firms will have to report pay scales by gender, race, and ethnicity. That information will be made public. 11% of construction workers in this country are women, and numbers on the job have doubled over the past decade. CBS's Nancy Chen reports the need is great and the pay is good.
After about 10 years as a New York City barista, Desiree Camacho decided it was time to nail down a new path. Construction.
Even my own mom, when I told her I was interested in doing this, she's like, why would you want to do that? That's a man's job.
But now more women are joining its ranks. The industry boasts one of the country's narrowest pay gaps, with female construction workers earning about 95% of a male worker's median pay. Camacho enrolled in trade school after spotting an ad on the subway.
Do you think women could be the answer to the labor shortage?
We're here. We're strong. We can do the work also, and like we have been showing up to do it.
We're hearing from a 12-year-old Utah boy who was seriously injured 2 weeks ago when he fell from a bunk bed in a dorm at the Little League World Series. Easton Oliverson, who suffered a fractured skull and needed life-saving surgery, posted a message online.
Please keep praying for me as I continue to get better. I know the prayers and blessings have worked.
He's recovering now at home.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Emma Raducanu became just the third defending U.S. Open champ to lose in the first round. 42-year-old Venus Williams lost her first-round match, too. She rebuffed questions on retirement. Then there's her sister.
She won her first match on Monday at the U.S. Open.
And
Today, things get a lot more difficult for Serena Williams. Her first-round match was against an unseeded opponent. Today, Williams faces the world's number two player, Anett Kontaveit from Estonia. Although Williams will be the underdog, she almost certainly will have the crowd on her side. Williams has indicated the U.S. Open will be her final event before she leaves the world of competitive tennis. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
An AP survey finds 79% of millennials and Gen Z say they follow the news every day, but only 32% say they like what they see and enjoy doing it, down from 53% 7 years ago. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.